Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
Team building. We hear this all the time, right? I got to do some team building. I got to have these teams. How does that work when you have remote teams, virtual teams? I'm going to talk about that on Insource, don't outsource. And what are some simple ways to do that? Well, when you want to do some team building exercises, allocate some time each week where you bring those teams together. It could be a one-on-one, but typically this is going to be a small group or your whole group. And there's lots of fun ways you can get it started. You can talk about, hey, what country do you want to visit? And you know, people talk about where they want to go. That's team building. What's your favorite music? What's your favorite song? Talk about what's your favorite. Those things can build this camaraderie. You're like, what did you say? You said you like DJ Jazzy Jeff? I didn't know that. So there's all kinds of fun ways which you can have these team building exercises. You can also keep them serious. You can ask them, hey, give me your word for the year. Go around the room. You may have 10, 12, 15 people on the call. Ask them, what is your word for the day? Mine might be focus, or mine might want to be endure or get to, whatever it is. I can have that one word. And then you could even develop a team word. So team building, it's a hot subject, and there are some very, very simple ways to team build, but you got to stay engaged. You got to make them part of your team. You got to bring them in under your tutelage, if you will, and make them feel part of something greater than just being a remote person working somewhere else. And that can be, whether that's onshore, offshore, nearshore, team building is important. Have a great week. God bless.